Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Well, you say that we are most at risk when we're not in crisis. And you said we can't serve God fully while we're all settled in because God is the great unsettler. And this is the thing, is there's times when we go through seasons of favor, every good thing is a gift from God, but we have a tendency to forget. I think that's probably why God said, when you get into the land of promise, remember not to forget who got you there.
Exactly.
But talk to that person maybe who's in a season of favor, kind of shrugging their shoulders going, what? I'm doing fine. I love my life. I'm good. Why that's a dangerous place to be when you loosen your grip.
First, I should say congratulations because that's a great place to be, right? Mm. I mean, that's awesome.
Can we come for dinner? Yeah, sorry.
Exactly. That's the thing. We're actually more at risk when we're in that moment. We feel risky when we're in a moment of crisis. But like you said earlier in the show, that usually turns our face toward God, which is the best place to be. When we're in kind of this season of ease, I guess I would say, you know, our tendency is to forget God. It's to not pray as much. It's to kind of not read as much. You know, when something happens in our life and it's a big deal, man, a lot of times, I mean, we break open the Word. We're praying, you know. And what would our life be like if we had that consistency, you know, where we were in the Word even when we weren't in crisis, you know? And what would that do for our lives? And that's the place that we have to be. And really, Deuteronomy, as you just said, you know, that was a big thing for this in this book in that moment of yes, when you go to that promised land, your tendency is going to be to forget, you know, to the Israelites, just like for us when we were in that moment, you know, of plenty, that our tendency is to forget. And the first part of soul revival is to remember, and that is why it is so important to take the time to not only look in the face what has hindered us from God, just like really look at it, not look away, sit with it, and then take time to remember God, because when we remember God, our love for Him grows, and I believe that's where it starts.
You also talk about blessing, and the truth of the matter is, God does give good gifts to His kids. He does ask us to pray. He does talk about blessing in Scripture, but the problem becomes when we want the blessing from His hand more than the treasure, I would say, of knowing His heart. I want you just to talk about how even the gifts of His hands can sometimes, we allow them to get in the way of the treasure of our oneness with Him.
Well, right. I mean, you know, I do think many times we relegate Him to this like Santa Claus or vending machine. And, you know, God is just so much more than that. And He's saying, I want you to want me. Like, what He's already done on the cross is enough, you know, and yet He is such a generous giver. He is. And He gives us so many. He gives us breath in our body. If we're breathing today, that's a gift, you know. And so yet I do believe God wants us to get to the point where we say, you know, it's not that He doesn't want us to ask, but I believe He wants us to ask from a heart that's already in tune with Him, and that is the key.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.